I'm reading from Uncommon Wisdom, Life and Teachings of Ajahn Panyawaro. I'm starting on page 163 in the chapter on rebirth. When we understand that everything we experience in the present results from past causes, we begin to reorder our priorities. It is obviously not possible to change the past. Consequently, the way we respond to what happens to us now becomes the important matter, because present actions will shape our future. We begin to take responsibility for our situation once we realize that what we experience in this lifetime results from causes we ourselves created in the past. Instead of feeling like helpless victims of an unfair system, we break the habit of blaming others for everything that goes wrong in our lives. In other words, we take full control of our life and our destiny. The Buddha said that we should use wisdom in everything we do. That means looking at and examining the intentions behind our behavior. Are our actions based on defilements or on Dharma? We should be very careful of the actions we do in every day to make sure that we do not perform bad actions that will cause us suffering in the future. Before initiating any course of action, we must make sure that it is leading in the right direction. We should look to see what we are involving ourselves in, what we are involving other people in, and how that will affect us down the road. Because in the end, everything we do is creating karma. We should take care not to unnecessarily build up a store of unwanted results. So we have to be wise and careful in the choices we make. The important thing is how we respond to situations as they arise. By reacting skillfully, we can change our response from negative to positive. Choice is the positive side of karma. As human beings, we can make choices based on our innate intelligence. This is one of the reasons why a human birth is so valuable. Animals are basically creatures of instinct, making it difficult for them to have much choice. They lack the means to develop a broader view of their situation. People, on the other hand, have a choice. They don't have to follow their basic instincts and react negatively when confronted with the inevitable unpleasantness of life. It's worth contemplating death from time to time. The interesting thing about death is that after death, nothing of what you can call yourself is left. The body breaks up and disintegrates. No essence remains there. Feelings, thoughts, and memories break up as well. All that's left is your karma. After all, what is death? Firstly, it's the breakup of one's body. If one views the body as an integral part of one's self-identity, it's the breakup of oneself. Then one's karma fashions an environment based on one's past actions, which is grasped as a ground for rebirth. But the one that is born is not the same one that died. They're on the same continuum, but they are not the same person. Then again, we can't say that they're different either, because they both share the same karmic legacy. When you reach the time of death, what's going to happen? Try to visualize it. Think of the body. What happens when the body dies? When the body dies, all sensation goes with it. Sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch all vanish. So your normal perception of the world disappears. Your possessions all go completely. You won't have control over the slightest part of them. You are totally on your own. You should consider that and think about what it means. Why do you place so much importance on your possessions? Why are you so concerned about what other people think of you? Why are you so concerned about your social status or your position at work? If you are well aware of death, if you contemplate death a lot until you feel it and see it clearly, the importance of these things tends to drop away. Because of that, when they eventually change or disappear, you are no longer affected. The only possession you keep at death is your karma. And the best way to make sure that it is good karma is to do Buddhist practice. This is right karma, because it is the direct training for the sake of nibbana. The karma of doing the practice is the best kind you can make.